This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, medical doctor. And a few years ago, we did a study with diatomaceous earth. And we provided diatomaceous earth from earthworkshealth.com. And those who volunteered took it multiple times per day in water or with juice. And it was kind of interesting what happened. Dr. Shealy, can you share with us what you thought of the results of, you know, our hair growth, our fingernail growth?
No question about it. It does something to the integrity, if you will, of, I think, the structure of your, well, the things that are made out of collagen. I think that's what it's doing. It's improving your collagen. I can't guarantee it every joint is going to get better, but the fact that your hair grows better and your skin is more healthy suggests that it's part of the collagen.
We had a gentleman at our meetup who absolutely swore that he would continue taking it every day, and he did not want to be without it. And one of the benefits of this is many people believe that it is a great natural way of treating parasites in animals. So, for example, cattle, dogs, cats, those kinds of things. Have you researched that as well, Dr. Shealy?
Yes. And that, in fact, that's the number one reason for taking it. But getting rid of parasites has multiple benefits on your overall health.
Mm-hmm. And does that work for humans as well, by killing the parasites in our digestive tract?
Oh, absolutely. We don't need parasites.
Mm-hmm. And diatomaceous earth is a way to kill them?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
How would you, for those listening, earthworkshealth.com class, earthworkshealth.com is the brand that I have here at the farm. That's the brand that we conducted this study with. With our volunteers at the meetup, and we had lots and lots of volunteers who were anxious to try it, and no one said, "Nah, it doesn't work." Everyone was positive about it. And how would you recommend that someone consume diatomaceous earth, Dr. Shealy? What's the most pleasant way? Because, you know, to me, it's like eating dust.
Well, to me, you just take a teaspoon and stir it up well in a glass of water and drink it.
Yes,
you know, you could add it to a slush of some kind, I suppose, but mm-hmm. the easiest way is just put it in water and drink it.
Mm-hmm. Is it available on normshealy.com?
No, we do not have it. It is widely available at health food stores, but you want to get food grade, of course.
Yes, that's absolutely critical, class. Food grade diatomaceous earth. We had a pool years ago in Virginia. We used a diatomaceous earth pool filter. And what would happen is we would force the water through a layer of DE, or diatomaceous earth, and it would filter the water so clear that you could tell whether a dime was heads or tails in the deep end of the pool. Literally, it was crystal clear. So it's a filtering... it's filtering media, works great, but you must, if you're going to ingest it, you must have food grade. It's processed.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you don't don't want to use the grade that you use in your guard to kill insects.
Correct. Correct. You can use the food grade to kill insects, but you're wasting your money because the processing is more expensive for food grade. But, you can buy it in a large canister. Let me grab it right here. Okay. I got the canister in my hands. And it's 2.5 pounds. It's a large, you know, if you've seen those big mayonnaise jars that, restaurants might have, well, it's that size, 2.5 pounds. Earthworkshealth.com if you're interested. So that was the diatomaceous earth study. Fingernails grew like crazy. Nails grew like crazy. Skin seemed to be better. Overall health seemed to improve. So that's it in a nutshell. Dr. Shealy, we're talking about water wells and contamination from water wells. Well, if you have flooding in your area, that's a serious problem, because what can happen is all of the things that people have in their garages, you know, like their lawnmowers, the lawnmower lubricants, the engine oil, gets contaminated with the water that floods into the garages. And then there's insecticides, you know, 7 and rose dust and whatever else might be there, Roundup, other chemicals get mixed in with the water, and then the water drains down. Where? Well, down ultimately to the ocean. But it goes into the ground, contaminates the ground, and a well casing is a pipe that sticks up out of the ground, and there's a seal around the well casing and the ground. However, sometimes that well casing can fail. And here's an example. So there was a neighborhood, and in this neighborhood, the houses had their own individual wells. And a guy just uphill decided to plant an orchard. And he sprayed his orchard for years. And all of a sudden, the wells were contaminated downhill, very close to this orchard. And that's because of the runoff from the insecticide that was sprayed on the orchard. It landed on the ground, and it would rain, and the rain would run downhill to the wells of the neighborhood, contaminating the wells. So can it happen? Yes. Here's another example. So you have this well pipe sticking a foot out of the ground, or maybe 18 inches, sometimes 2 feet out of the ground. You've seen them. They're either metal or white. They're white plastic, and they have a well cap on them. Sometimes the cap is blue, sometimes it's gray. But you've seen these well pipes coming out of the ground. Well, let's say you live near a road that has truck traffic, and there's a little pothole. And the trucks go over the pothole, thump, 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 thump. And all day long, trucks are hitting these potholes, causing a vibration in the ground to separate the ground from the well pipe. Just small, tiny separation. And it rains. Then the water goes down the well pipe and contaminates your well. It's as simple as that. If you live next to a railroad track, wow, there's a lot of thumping that goes on railroads, right? So that's a concern. So you need to pay attention to your well. And why am I saying this? Well, our neighbor had a problem with his well. He had coliform in it. So Dr. Shealy, can you tell us what coliform is?
Coliform, it is what comes out of your colon. E. coli is the dominant bacteria in the stool. And it's perfectly healthy as long as it's in your colon, but you don't want it anywhere else.
Okay. So if you have, let's say you have some pigs in the area and they're wallowing in the mud, and then it rains, and then that mud runs, gets mixed with the rainwater, and it runs downhill, and it contacts your neighbor's well, and your neighbor's well is connected to your well, which it probably is, then you have contamination of your well. So what do you do? Well, one of the recommendations is to treat your well with chlorine. And there's varying opinions as to how much chlorine. Our neighbor read that you put 3 gallons of chlorine in the well. Wow. 3 gallons of chlorine. You'll be smelling, tasting that chlorine for weeks.
3 months.
Yeah. Yeah, and so will we if we live close to them. So we said, well, wait a minute. So a gallon is a lot. And what you do, class, is you get, you can rinse your well, take a good, clean garden hose, one that hasn't been used for siphoning sewage, or, one that is pretty clean, darn clean. And you connect that to your well, or you get even better, a bucket, a clean bucket, maybe one of those 5 gallon buckets that you've disinfected, and you fill that with 5 gallons of water, and you pour that down the well. And you just rinse off the inside of the well pipe. Then you get another 5 gallon bucket, and you can put some chlorine in there. Let's say a quart or a half a gallon. And you pour you fill up some more of that bucket with some water, add a few gallons more of water, and then you pour that down the well pipe. And then you get another bucket of water, and you rinse down the well pipe with that next gallon or next bucket of water. Then you let it set. And you might want to let it set for a few minutes. And then you turn on the faucets. You turn on the one closest to the well. When I say closest to the well, I'm talking about plumbing feet close. Okay? The one that has the least amount of footage of pipe to the well. And then until you smell chlorine, and you shut that off. Then you go to the next farthest one away. And you keep going farther and farther, and you smell the chlorine coming out of the water, and you shut it off. And then you let the chlorine sit in your plumbing system for at least 12 hours. It'd be better if it stayed in there for 24 hours. Then the next day, you operate the pump by turning on all the faucets and beginning with those outside, and you flush out the water until there's no chlorine odor because you don't want to drink this. It's toxic to your body. As far as I know, chlorine can kill every known life form. Is that right, Dr. Shuley? Every known life form?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want to drink this. And the best thing to do would be to have a ProPure water filter or a Berkey water filter so you can make sure that you've filtered the water before you drink it, because it's going to smell like chlorine for probably a week. Let's talk a little bit more about that. Dr. Shuley, I'm sure you've got a bunch of thoughts on the procedure and the safety and so forth when we come back. But, if you've had a flood or you just want to prevent being made ill by these biologicals, this is what you can do.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about contamination in your pipes as well. So even if you don't have a well, you may want to decontaminate your plumbing system. And that's something that we did here at the farm last night. Dr. Seeley, what are your thoughts about this topic?
Well, you know, the number one need in the world is air, and number two is water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you can live, you know, most people are going to die within 3 minutes with no oxygen. And most people are going to die within 2 weeks, roughly, with no water, depending on how hot it is. So much more important than food and sleep and movement and everything else is air and water. And they need to be clean.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me share with the class what we did last night. I decided that I would take some precautionary measures and change the whole house water filter. So, class, we have this canister. It's a clear plastic canister, and it has a cylindrical-type water filter element, and we change that, you know, once a month. And I decided that I was going to change that, and the housing that we have that I was using is decades old, and it got stuck, and the, you know, my son and I were working on it and trying to unscrew this housing, with some leverage, we were able to break part of our plastic plumbing. And it was about an hour before the big box stores closed, and we've got plenty of plastic fittings, but what I did not have was enough ball valves. And a ball valve is a high-flow plastic valve that you can shut off water, but it turns 90 degrees, so it lets a lot of water through compared to the kind of valves that you turn and turn and turn with washers. They don't flow as much water. So I didn't have the parts I needed to fix this problem. And this is a story about what do you do in an emergency and how do you make things work, as well as how do you protect yourselves from bacteria in your plumbing. So ultimately, my son and I had a spare water filter, and we needed to do some plumbing work, and we had to cut some pipes, and we made it work, but we added a new water filter into the household plumbing, the drinking water plumbing, and the water that goes into the hot water heater. So the filter is before everything. Water comes out of the well tank, goes into the water filter, and all the water is filtered, hot and cold water. The water before it goes into the hot water heater. Well, because it was a new water filter, I wanted to add some chlorine and disinfect that filter, that new filter housing, and we opened up the plumbing, and I wanted to make sure that we killed the bacteria that we introduced through the adding of plumbing. So we put about an ounce of chlorine, unscented, regular, plain old chlorine bleach into the water filter housing, and then slowly added the water from the well into it, and then slowly let that water travel throughout all of our plumbing until we smelled chlorine coming out of each faucet, hot and cold, and showers and toilets and kitchen sink and, you know, vanities, all of that. So we let the water stand in the pipes overnight, and then this morning we flushed it out. That was the method that we used. Dr. Shuey, is that in concert with the practice that you would employ? Do you have a better way? What are your thoughts?
Sounds like perfectly prepared.
Well, and so, class, you probably want to have some chlorine bleach. Although it's deadly, it's toxic, you want to keep that canister out of the sun so the canister stays flexible and doesn't crack on you. But and keep the cap on tightly and keep it at a constant temperature. So you may want to have some chlorine around in case you have to do what we did. And I think it's important, that's my opinion, to treat at least once a year your well, just in case. Just in case, because you never know when your neighbor is going to contaminate the water supply that you're drinking. And I got to tell you, you want to see what it's like? Try not using water for a half a day. Just try it. Just try it. Dr. Shuey and I'll be right back.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is firing back at Amoroso Madigault Newman after the former White House staffer accuses him of being a liar and a racist. While out promoting her new book, Amoroso has said she personally heard a recording of President Trump using the N-word during filming for NBC's The Apprentice. Today, Trump tweets, quote, "Wacky Amoroso, who got fired 3 times on The Apprentice, now got fired for the last time," adding, "She never made it, she never will." She also releases a tape of a phone conversation she had with President Trump after she was fired by Chief of Staff John Kelly, in which the president indicates he was unaware she'd been fired. She says on NBC's Today show this morning,
"John Kelly is running this White House, and Donald Trump has no clue what's going on. He's being puppeted, and that's very dangerous for this nation."
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's top?
Last day.
God,
you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the
season...
For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, I had a most unpleasant discussion with a dear friend. It's not that my friend is unpleasant, but the discussion, the topic was. His name is Dane Wigington, And I talked with him before going on the air with him on Friday, and hour number one. And he has the website geoengineeringwatch.org. It's the largest website in the world relating to geoengineering. And he said something on the air and off the air about, we don't have much time left, Dr. Shuley. He was saying about 10 years. Well, there's an MIT study I was reading about this morning, and it says that 2040 is end of life. End of life, 2040, because of all the things that we are doing to our environment. And both Dane Wigington said, you know, he said by the end of this year we should be seeing some even more dramatic changes in our environment. And the MIT study said by 2020. Well, that's pretty close. It's very close. That's just a year later. And if you look at what's happening around, you will see these massive wildfires. Fires that are hotter than ever. Fires that are harder to control than ever. Then we see the scorching heat from the sun. We see the massive flooding on the East Coast. Things, we've got earthquakes. We've got volcanoes. All kinds of really serious things are happening all around. And it's of tremendous concern to me. Dr. Shuley, in your circles, you get a chance to meet some of the most brilliant people on the planet. Are they talking about these kinds of things as well?
Very few people actually talk about it. And, you know, I think the fact that people have been predicting catastrophe for at least several decades, if not hundreds of thousands of years, people don't know what to do with it. They get tired of hearing about it. And obviously, let's face it, the number one, in my opinion, risk to this planet is nuclear energy. It could destroy the whole planet and everything on it. Other than that, there have been, according to a number of sources, repeated cycles of extreme heat and extreme cold. And so I've been expecting for the last 30 years that at some point in my lifetime, we would enter glaciation again. And it would come after an extremely hot spell. And that is according to Earth Under Fire, all kinds of books that have looked at the history of the Earth in glaciation versus heat. So in my opinion, our 12,000 year between glaciers is over. And I wouldn't be surprised if glaciation took place within the next few years, but I don't personally expect the whole planet to go.
You don't, or you do?
I do not. Obviously, anything's possible, but I don't see it. I don't feel it.
Well, what I'm seeing is the heat is increasing at an increasing rate. Are you seeing that in your part of Missouri as well?
Are
you getting some rain? Because, okay.
Well, we did get a good rain last night, actually, for the first time in a month, I think. Who knows? I mean, because over in the St. Louis area, they've had an increase in rain all summer instead of a drought.
Well, that's great for them. I'm sure the cows on the streets of St. Louis really appreciate that.
Well, I'm thinking of our friend Lou Cassidy. He's just a little bit beyond St. Louis, and he says they've had a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have not. And the Internet is now saying that our area of the Ozarks is in a serious drought. Serious drought. Well, yeah, we really are. Okay. Well, I'm concerned about what Dane Wigington has been saying. I believe that the weather is getting hotter. I believe that it's getting tougher. And I believe that much of this, not all of it, but we have, man has contributed so much. There's no way that I can be convinced that all of these automobiles, trucks, tractor trailers, cars, power plants, home heating systems, air conditioning systems, all of this pollution that we dump in the air has had no effect. I can't believe that it has had no effect. I believe that it has. And the more I read, the more I'm learning that being in cities is like smoking because of all the pollution in the air. You don't have to grab a pack of cigarettes. Just take a couple deep breaths and you're smoking.
Well, even 40-plus years ago, in Wisconsin, for instance, where I lived, the people in the rural areas outlived those in even Milwaukee by 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that was before it got nearly as bad as it is now.
Right. Right. Randy in Houston. Is that Houston, Texas, Randy, or Houston, Missouri?
No, that's Houston, Texas.
Okay. Welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
I want to throw something out to y'all, and if y'all talked, I've been listening to y'all sometime this morning on the phone with clients, but y'all were talking about the cell phone radiation earlier in the broadcast.
Yes.
And I want to just get y'all's opinion on this. Down here in Houston, we are having an explosion of the installation of these 5G towers, and I'm just going to call them cell towers for now. Now, I have been limiting my exposure and my family's exposure to cell phones and Wi-Fi, but here's my question. Let's say I do away with having a cell phone and doing away with a Wi-Fi. Is that really... I know that there is some help to me doing that, but is that really any help with all these cell towers and all these 5G cell towers being installed all over the city? And I know that these state and federal laws have been written so that they can install these cell towers right on the edge of the street. Different carriers, there's not like, well, hey, we can't have a carrier. They have to be so many feet apart. I mean, they are like 20 feet apart on these side streets off of major thoroughfares as well as on the major thoroughfares. Those towers by themselves are dangerous to us, aren't they?
Yes. In one word. They're not good for anybody. I consider cell phones dangerous both electrically but also socially. That's a totally different thing, but they're not good for your brain.
Randy, I've got a couple comments about this. So over the weekend... you know that I don't have a cell phone.
Yes. Right?
You've probably heard me say that. And there are people who, when they get their cell phones, say, wow, I have no idea how I ever lived without this thing. My response is, I had one, and I don't understand how I lived with it. All right. So I don't get interrupted by interruptions. I don't get that. I don't have that because I don't have calls coming on top of calls on top of calls because people are in their cars and they're bored and they decide they're bored so they want to call me. I don't have a... I'm not on tap. As Dr. Shealy so very aptly put it, I'm not on tap 24/7 and neither is he. Okay, so here's the answer to your question. I went to a family's farm over the weekend. And we were talking about electromagnetic radiation. They have power poles, and near their house is a transformer. They are getting blasted with the electromagnetic radiation from the transformer. They have a cooktop. They're getting electromagnetic radiation from it. They do not have a microwave oven, but they do have cell phones, and they do have electric appliances, which have computers. And if you take a tri-field meter, you'll be able to read the electromagnetic radiation from all of these devices. So there's the sum of all these devices. Then what we did was I had my tri-field meter, and we put their cell phone on the counter. And we just left it in the off position, and meaning, but it connects to the tower, even though it's kind of in the sleeping state. Well, then when you turn it on, there's an immediate blast of electromagnetic radiation. When you send a text, there are several, blasts of electromagnetic radiation. So you think a text is not very bad, but they are. And what happens is, when you use that phone, most people hold it in their hand. Most people are right-handed, and they put the phone on the same side of their head all the time. So they hold the phone with the left hand because they're right-handed. They can write with the right hand while they're holding the phone with the left hand, and they're going to get brain cancer on the left side of the brain. All right. Well, now you have the smart meter. So you have your cell phones, you've got your appliances, you've got your household wiring, you've got the wall transformers, you've got your computers and your router. Okay, in a single family home. Now, if you have an apartment, you might have 16 times whatever I just talked about. Okay, all in the same building. Then you have all the meters, and each apartment probably has its own meter. So now you have 16 meters, smart meters, and they're all transmitting. So you're absolutely right. Then you have the cell towers. So you've got all of this constantly blasting you. Can you get away from it? It's hard. What do you have to do? You've got to move to a farm. Distance is your friend. Distance from everything else and everybody else. But people will think you're nuts if you do it. And who's doing it? Well, Dr. Shuley's doing it. Who else? I'm doing it. Who else is doing it? Dane Wigington's doing it. So there's a bunch of us who are doing it, but we're weird. Please stay with us and let's talk more about this. You've hit an important topic.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, class. To answer Randy's question, I'm going to say some things that are going to be absolutely frightening. You may not want to tune into this unless you're preparing to protect yourself. So here's how it goes. Many years ago, I heard, this could get me fired. Okay, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I was listening to the radio. I'm being very serious about getting fired about this, because this could happen. I was listening to the radio, and I heard a commercial for one of these devices that claim to protect you from cell phone radiation. So I picked up the phone, and I called the number to order one of these things. And I said, hey, I'm Vin Finelli, I'm with USA Prepares, and I heard this commercial, and I would love to look at one of these devices that you're making. I'd love to see one. May I borrow one? I don't want one. I would like to borrow one. I'd like to look at it and see it and see how it works. I said, sure, we'll send you one. I said, okay, I'm going to send it back. Well, I got a cell phone, put the cell phone in it, called the cell phone, and it rang. And what does that tell you? That tells you that if your cell phone can ring and can answer the call, cell phone radiation is coming in and out of that device. That one particular device. So I called the company up and I said, hey, here's what's going on. And they said, really? I said, yeah, really. They had to redesign their cell phone protection device because it did not work. Next little analysis results that I can share with you. So I took a cell phone and I put it in a microwave oven. Now I unplugged the microwave oven. You can do this yourself, but make sure you've unplugged that microwave oven, right? Otherwise you'll blow up your cell phone. I put a cell phone in a microwave oven. A microwave oven operates at the same frequency as a cell phone in many cases. And from a landline, I called the cell phone inside the microwave oven and it rang. Now what does that mean? That means that a cell phone that transmits at about a watt or 1.6 watts inside a microwave oven that transmits at maybe 1100 watts, 1100 times as much maybe, can leak. The proof of it leaking is the fact that I can call a cell phone and it rings inside a microwave oven. That means that microwave radiation can come out of the microwave oven. So people are in there cooking their coffee or their hot dog or whatever it might be, warming up that plate of spaghetti, and they're looking face up against the glass of the plastic window of the microwave oven, saying, I wonder how it's doing. Think it's done yet? Let me keep looking. They've got their face right up against the microwave oven, and it's killing them slowly. So, Randy, you are absolutely, positively right on the money. You are right to be concerned. We are outnumbered, outgunned, surrounded on all sides, top and bottom, by electromagnetic radiation. And the GDP, the generally dumb public, thinks it's great. Faster, faster, faster. If you want to go faster on wireless, it's higher frequencies. That's all there is to it. Higher frequencies gives you the potential to go faster. And that's what people want. Faster. They want that device that will help think for them in their pocket that's going to give them cancer. They want faster. Now, they are being tracked every inch of their path by these technologies. I hate it. I hate it. And people know when you come to the Finelli's house, you will not bring your phone inside the house. They know that. I love you too, Dr. Shealy.
Randy. You and I are certainly on the same frequency.
Yeah. Randy, did I ruin your day or?
No, it just confirms what I'm thinking, that the only way to resolve this is that we're going to have to move. And
yep.
We're going to have
okay,
to
Randy,
get out of the system.
Instructor. Randy, instructor at USA Prepares. That's an email address. I'd like you to use it. Email me your phone number, and I'd love to chat with you off the air and
absolutely.
Do some more discussion about this. Instructor at USAPrepares.com. Glasson, if you want to chat with me off the air, instructor at USAPrepares.com. Randy, thank you so much for your brilliant, brilliant question and ringing the alarm and hitting my button along with Dr. Shealy's. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327. Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.